welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZoo keeper, Jay, and today we will be talking about Altima Haha.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
The Altamaha River starts at the confluence of the Oconee River and the Okmulgee River and flows 137 miles through the state of Georgia until it empties into the Atlantic Ocean. Its mouth sits between the cities of Brunswick to the south and Darien to the north. The area where it meets the coast is full of tributaries and barrier islands that form an estuary, making it a swampy marshland of ponds, canals, dikes, and abandoned rice fields. The river and its surrounding region are full of rich and rare wildlife and plant life, an ecosystem within itself. It's the perfect place for an aquatic cryptid to hang out. And that's just where a cryptid called Altima Haha does hang out. Altima Haha is said to be an aquatic animal, dark gray or brown in color, with a bony ridge along its humped back and an alligator head with a crocodile snout filled with long, sharp teeth. It is usually described as being a cross between a plesiosaur and a sea serpent, with a pair of flippers on the front part of its body and a long tail forming from the back. Despite its fearsome teeth, it is said to feed mostly on fish. The creature is usually described as being 10 to 25 feet in length, although early sightings say that it is as long as 70 feet. It swims quickly, with its speed being described as that of a speedboat, using a vertical motion to swim, which creates a powerful wake behind it. It is also said to make hissing sounds or other vocalizations, and is sometimes seen basking on shore in addition to swimming in the river. It is rumored to be shy and elusive, yet can turn curious or even defensive when confronted by people. So, it appears to be a sea monster that found its way into a mainland river and stayed because the fishing was so good. The folklore of Altima Haha dates back to pre-colonial times, with both the Native American Tama and Lower Muskogee tribes telling tales of a great river serpent and featuring images of the beast in their respective indigenous artwork. The original colonial settlers of Darien, Georgia, in 1735, were immigrants from Inverness, Scotland, which sits at the mouth of the River Ness, which itself is fed by the legendary Loch Ness. So, the initial European residents of the area may have brought a bit of aquatic monster folklore with them to add to the Native American legends. The beast has even been given a pair of cute nicknames like its Loch Ness contemporary Nessie. Altima Haha is known as both Alti and Haha. The earliest documented sighting of Altima Haha was reported in April of 1830. Captain Delano, a seaman who was captaining a schooner called the Eagle, saw a 70-foot-long monster at St. Simon's Island at the mouth of the Altamaha River. He said it was the width of a sugar barrel and had the head of an alligator. His story was backed up by 5 members of his crew and several more farmers who saw it from the island. The beast was reportedly spotted a few more times from the shore through telescopes over the next couple of weeks, with skeptics claiming that these witnesses were seeing nothing more than a whale. When confronted with this theory, Captain Delano got defensive and claimed that, as a seasoned seaman, he knew what a whale looked like, and this was no whale. Reports into the early 20th century were plentiful, but details of the encounters were sketchy. In the 20s, loggers who would transport lumber on the river reported seeing a huge serpent or snake slipping through the water. In 1935, a group of hunters spotted what they called a giant snake swimming through the river. In the 40s, several Boy Scouts reported seeing the creature while camping near the river. And in 1959, 2 prison officials from the Reidsville State Prison spotted a 30-foot-long snake-like creature in the river while crossing a Tattnall County bridge. In 1969, 2 brothers were fishing at Clark's Bluff when they saw what they first thought was a sturgeon. When it got closer, they could see that it was about 10 to 12 feet long and gunmetal gray in color, with a head and snout like an alligator, complete with the sharp, pointed teeth. It had flippers on its upper body, a triangular ridge along its back, and a horizontal tail. It swam with vertical motions like a dolphin. When it was close enough, it grabbed their fishing line and ran off with it. Definitely not a sturgeon. In the 1970s, a man named Frank Culpepper saw a 20-foot-long creature with the head of a snake swim through the river fast enough to create a wake that made nearby boats bob up and down in the water. A friend of his ran to grab his shotgun, but the serpent was gone before he could get back and take a shot. When word of Culpepper's encounter got out, other witnesses came forward with similar stories. One of them, a man named Harvey Blackman, claimed to have seen the same creature at a point in the river known as Two Way. Altie sightings continued on into the 80s, with several people reporting sightings of a 30-foot-long animal with a snout and a dorsal fin near Butler Island. A crab fisherman claimed that it looked like the world's biggest eel. During the summer of 1980, a couple of men claimed to have seen Altamaha stuck on a mud bank near Cathead Creek. They said that the 20-foot-long, dark-colored, and rough-skinned animal was half out of the water and appeared to be thrashing and splashing about, trying to make its way back. They watched the creature free itself and submerge into the river. Later that year, in December of 1980, another witness reported having seen what he believed to be Altie in Smith Lake. He described the beast he saw as being 15 to 20 feet long and snake-like, with two brown humps that protruded from the water as it swam. As in Culpepper's sighting, it swam fast enough to leave a sizable wake in the water behind it. Altamaha made national news when, also in December of 1980, a former newspaper editor named Larry Gwynn and his friend Stephen Wilson saw it while fishing for eels. They claimed the beast was 15 to 20 feet long, with gray skin and large eyes, about the circumference of a person and with two brown humps on its back. They estimate its swimming speed as that of a speedboat. Gwynn made sure everyone knew about his and Wilson's sighting. Sightings continued in a similar fashion throughout the 80s and 90s. On January 16, 1983, a man named Tim Sanders watched a 20 to 25-foot creature swim through the river from the Champney River Bridge. On July 6, 1997, married couple Jim and Mary Marshall saw a 10 to 12-foot-long creature while boating. Like others before, they claimed the creature had three humps on its back. In 1998, the most terrifying sighting of Altamaha occurred. Three 13-year-old pals named Rusty Davis, Bennett Bacon, and Owen Lynch went down to the Ulonia Community Dock near the home of Bennett's grandparents for a swim. Bennett ran ahead and jumped in before his friends, so the others saw the beast first. The creature's blue-gray tail surfaced about 10 feet from Bennett, covered in riverbed slime. Bennett's friends screamed at him to get out of the water, and they didn't have to scream it twice. Bennett swam for his life and scraped his stomach on the dock trying to get out as fast as he could. The creature then just disappeared. The sightings didn't stop with the new millennium either. In 2002, a witness near Brunswick saw something about 20 feet in length break the water where he was pulling a boat on the river. Also in 2002, another witness named Taylor Brown, along with his father, saw what they described as an eel-like animal with smooth skin near Wolf Island. In 2010, still another witness named Marcus Conger was hanging out with friends on the river when they all saw an 18-foot-long, scale-covered creature with flippers near Ulonia. Later on in 2010, an anonymous amateur photographer got what seemed to be the holy grail of cryptid hunting. He captured a video of something strange swimming in the channel off Fort King George Historic Site in Darien. But that video was nothing compared to what happened in March of 2018. A man named Jeff Warren found what he thought was the decomposing remains of a seal on a beach near the Wolf Island Wildlife Refuge in Darien. Once he got closer, he found it looked more like a dinosaur. So, he took some photos and passed them on to a local news station. And everyone thought that they had that other holy grail of cryptid hunting, physical proof. But then the body disappeared. More on this in a second. So, what could Altamaha actually be? Well, as far as Jeff Warren's 2018 remains go, Chantel Audrin from the Tybee Island Marine Science Center said it looked like a deep sea shark, but couldn't be sure without examining the body in person. And naturalist John Crawford, marine educator at the University of Georgia Marine Extension, said that it looked like a hoax, a model of some sort. A well-made one, but a model. And he was right. A performance artist named Zardulu later came clean, saying that it was an art installation called Kitas Troyes after a Greek mythological monster. It was merely papier-mâché and a stuffed shark. So in that instance, Alti was a hoax. But what about the rest? There are several different theories as to what witnesses may be seeing. Some believe that Alti is an alligator gar, which is a fish that can grow up to more than 10 feet long and has a head like an alligator with sharp teeth, hence the clever name. There are also those who believe that Alti is a sturgeon, which is another fish that grows to over 10 feet long and has bony ridges on its back. Still others believe that it is some kind of shark that happened its way into the river from the sea. Witness accounts say that Alti emits steam from its snout and swims with a vertical motion, which would indicate that, contrary to these theories, it is a warm-blooded aquatic mammal and not a fish or even a reptile. On the aquatic mammal side, theories suggest that Alti is a manatee, a dolphin, or a seal, or even a prehistoric ancestor of the seal that has followed its diet of fish into the river, some kind of oversized giant pinniped. And speaking of prehistoric, still others believe that Alti is a surviving plesiosaur, an aquatic dinosaur with a long neck, flippers, and a tail. And then there are the doubters who think it's all just floating logs and aquatic vegetation. Finally, there's our favorite theory, that Alti is, in fact, a species of aquatic animal that has yet to be classified by science, a cryptid. Altamahaha hasn't quite reached the same level of fame and infamy that Nessie has, but Zardulu is not the only artist to have used the beast as inspiration. A billboard outside Darien features a picture of Alti on it and invites people to visit the Darien McIntosh Regional Visitor Information Center. There, they'll find a massive statue of the cryptid created by paleo artist Rick Spears in 2009. Alti is not limited to just the Visitor Information Center, though. There are images of Altamahaha all over the city of Darien, and tourists come from everywhere hoping to catch a glimpse or snap a photo of the elusive creature. And like most towns with their own cryptid, Darien wouldn't have it any other way. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in there and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So pop on over there. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.